Durban Bay, Gunter, Gunter, and more Gunter.
There were reports of the main shoal of garrick arriving in Durban, and Blue Lagoon actually showed it over the past week, with lots of garrick coming out during the early morning and late afternoons.
It was a typo, and the shad season is still open.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, welcome back to another episode where we are going to get into this week's hottest fishing zones as we talk about the new season with new targets. The East Coast, guys, is alive where the spring battles the winter to bring you some of the hottest fishing spells that are on the dawn of the season. We are talking about cob smashing paddle tails up north. We are talking about garrick and even more cob down south. We are talking about that non-ed action that's coming about. Eagle rays off Durban, it is absolutely exploding with a mixed bag of species. And if you want looking for some of that offshore action, well, Beck and Daga are off the charts. Guys, the snook has slowed down, the cooter has slowed down, but the tuna are becoming fast and furious. As for the inland, well, it's been river season all week long. That's what the guys are talking about. And Mudma Dam is exploding right now. So we're going to get into all of it. We are going to get into all of it with some of KZN's hottest angling reporters. And they are going to tell you exactly where those feeding zones are. But before we do, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, before we get into the reason why you are here, that is the fishing reports, let's just address something that was a topic this week. Now, this week, there was some screenshots that were circulating from the DFFE stating that the shad season is closed from the 1st of September. Now, guys, I would just like to clarify this. I contacted the DFFE. I spoke to Rob Kyle. I spoke to Cameron Johnston. These are reputable names in the industry where they have confirmed directly from the horse's mouth that it was a typo and the shad season is still open. The shad close season remains as it always was for the last, I would say, two decades, from the 1st of October through to the 30th of November. That is your close season. So as it stands, squash those rumors, listen to the media, because we are telling you, get out there and fish that shad. You still got about another 3 weeks left. Now let's get into the reason why we really are here, which is the fishing reports. We are going to kick it off in Durban, but while we're kicking it off in Durban, I want to give a shout out to a very good friend of mine, Kuben Pele, for rocking the socials this week with that 71.6 kilo eagle ray. That's our cover image. Guys, what a catch. And this is the rest of what's been going on in and around Durban.
How's it, guys? The beaches did fire beautifully up till the weekend. Quite a few grey sharks, quite a few small diamonds, sandies, one or two honeycombs there in the mix. Once the sea went a bit pear-shaped, it was all about the edibles. The guys were chasing the edibles one way, up the coast and down the coast. On our Durban North beaches, there was quite a few stumpies, grunters, and a few small cob. Down the coast was mainly bronze bream, some stone bream, rock cods, things like that. Up the coast, we were looking at mainly cob and some decent size shad. But yeah, the guys did do quite well chasing the edibles up and down the coast. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, quite a few snook came out. The guys got some nice little numbers there before the sea went upside down. They couldn't get out. Oaks on the boat, one or two small cooter around. I heard of one big one, but the guys will be mainly chasing the hillbeck, the doggers, and the bottomfish. One or two yellowtail and amberjacks. So that's what the oaks are targeting at the moment. Durban Bay, grunter, grunter, and more grunters. One or two stumpies came into the bay. The guys did have some fun with those, but it's been mainly the grunter. Some lovely sizes as well, some big ones. Guys, have a lovely week. Enjoy the fishing. Sea's going to be lovely. It's Mike B for ANSA. News.
Good day, guys. Brad Yadlinski, Fishing Charters of Durban, for the last week. The ski boats. Yeah, the fishing's been pretty darn fantastic with plenty of slingers, soldiers. The snook have been a little bit on and off. So one day they'll be flying, next 2 days, nothing happening. Out in the deep, there is shoals and shoals of mackerel. Plenty of heelback, some doggers, and also those lovely amberjacks, which are coming out on the southern side of the bluff side. So cyclones, and this is Brad for Angry News South Africa. Speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a way to set the tone for the rest of the show. What a start. I absolutely love it. We do not have to travel far out of Durban to go and find that fish. But should you want to, well, we have got our new correspondent, Michaela Daniels. Now, she simply rocked it last week. She got the anglers amped. She was bang on the money. And this week, straight after campus, she shoots down, gets the lowdown of what's going on the beach to tell us exactly what's going on. And guys, I got to tell you, it is sounding absolutely fantastic.
What's up, everyone? It's Michaela here, reporting from Durban for Angler News SA. This past week has been absolutely awesome for our North Coast anglers, with many pulling in some really nice catches. To kick things off, there were reports of the main shoal of garrick arriving in Durban, and Blue Lagoon absolutely showed it over the past week, with lots of garrick coming out during the early morning and late afternoons. For our Beechwood resident anglers, there have been a few garrick caught, but our guys are mainly getting shad at first light and late afternoon, with a few stumpies in between and the odd grey shark. Moving along to Virginia, there have been some really nice garrick come out, as well as a few shad and one or two stumpies before sunrise. Our offshore guys, however, have still been getting some really decent snook, garrick, and a few tuna a bit deeper, as well as one or two dorado. For our bottoms guys, however, there's still beck, rockard, and red in the dozens, as well as a few mussel cracker coming out now too. Moving up the coast to Mthloti, however, the bronzies are still coming out thick on the north side, and the shad have finally made an appearance. For the offshore guys, it's still been all about snook. However, the bottoms guys have been getting some really nice rockard, beck, and a few amberjacks in between. Overall, it's been another great week of fishing, and I think we're all looking forward to the next. Tight lines, everyone.
Thank you, Michaela. Now, guys, I know where I'm going to be heading this weekend, and it's within Michaela's vicinity. And trust me, I am feeling very confident about my fishing this weekend, especially after hearing that report. Now, let's continue on the North Coast with Deandra, who's been getting the absolute lowdown of everything going on. She's been on the phone the entire week, speaking to anglers throughout the entire stretch, heading right up to St. Lucia, and she's got some really good intel for us.
Hi anglers, it's been another week of great reports and it looks like things will only get better for fishing enthusiasts along the north and upper north coast with a variety of species on the bite. It's been a tuna frenzy in St. Lucia for the offshore anglers, with other species like wahoo, barracuda, dorado and two reports of cobia, also known as prodigal son, on the bite. Along the shore, there are some shad, rockard and a few juvenile cobs between dawn and dusk between St. Lucia and Richards Bay. Going south from St. Lucia, sandies of 45 kg plus have been landed, with a few odd honeys also in the mix. Garrick anglers also had some joy landing these species using live baits and lures, while other anglers caught the odd kingfish nearing the end of the kingfish season. Along South Pier of Richards Bay, the rock and surf has been quiet, with one or two kingfish, some rockcod, cob and wahoo on the offshore side. The odd honey has been landed from shore, but it's not too hot for the reports on this area. Blithedale down to Salt Rock has seen some good-sized sandies and blue rays, but it's been the edibles for the rock and surf taking the lead. A good few bream stumpies and shad on the bite during the early morning fishing sessions for the areas, and some decent sized blacktails in the mix as well. The Belito area and surroundings has been the same, with a few sandies between 15 kgs and 45 kgs in size, with an odd blue ray also in between. There is a few good sessions predicted for fishing in this upcoming week, so make sure to pack light, medium and heavy tackle. All the best to all the anglers fishing competition this week. This is Deandra reporting for Angler News SA. Lines.
Thank you, Deandra. I am so happy the North Coast is getting some action. You know what? For the last couple months, in fact, more than that, I would say for the last year, it's been all about the South Coast. Now, do not get me wrong, that South Coast is still firing. But the North Coast is having some action as well, and the girls are just laying it down for us to say, you know what? Head up that way. There is some rods that are going to be bending this weekend. So, all right, that's where I'm going to probably head on Saturday, and I will head the other way on Sunday. But before we get to where I'm heading on Sunday, let's find out how spring has kicked off on the Midland side with Jan.
Hey there, guys. So the wild winds of last weekend didn't put a damper on the fishing, and with the trout streams receiving some extra special attention after the recent opening of the season. The Midlands even received a light sprinkling of some rain in the 3 to 5 mil range on average, with one report noting some 14 millimeters. So dare we mention that the summer is now on its way, and that the dust might be starting to settle. Fingers crossed quietly behind my back, though, that the Winter Witch of the North doesn't wave her icy wand, as has been well documented in this 9th month of the year. And fingers double crossed that we also don't get a deluge of rain from like last season, which pretty much wipes out the season. So the River Anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club were out in force this week with some good numbers of fish being reported from the Bushman's River Beats. The Moy and Umgani Rivers also received some attention, but with the Beats being further downstream compared to those in the Bushman's River, water levels are reportedly much lower. And the NFFC continues to monitor the situation and may well close some of the beats if water temperatures get any higher and the water drop. The slower water in general also has the rivers pretty slippy underfoot. So guys, good footwear is always recommended. And should we get some rain, a good flush, we'll sort that out promptly when it does come. Catches from the Bushmans were reported to be primarily in the 9 to 11 inch or 23 to 820 centimeter bracket, with a few in the 11 to 13 inch or 28 to 33 centimeter class, with fish being taken on quote-unquote tiny natural nymph drifted below a dry fly. Water temperatures reported at 14 degrees. And one for the record books, I'm sure, but not a single return from the Stillwater Anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club for the past week. Must be a first in my tenure that I've had. After the success of the recent Albert Falls Classic, where some nearly 400 bass were weighed in, it seems that Albert's has gone on the quiet again. Or the anglers are just keeping the catches to themselves. While Midmar Dam, on the other hand, is reportedly firing on all cylinders, with good numbers of fish coming to hand in the 1 to 2 kilogram range. Soft plastics is the current name of the game. Scaly fishing continues to fly the flag for anglers across the Midlands, with fish being reported from the Kumas and Tugela River systems. Fish are primarily being taken on weighted nymph patterns, fish deep, with some reports of dry fly action here and there in between when the water warms up. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Karabal reporting for Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. So there we go, guys. I told you there was news out of Midmar, sounding absolutely great. I fished his meal last week. Very challenging. Maybe it's time to go and try out that Midmar Dam. Anyway, that's for another week. This week, we are heading north and we are going to be heading south. And here is exactly what's happening down south. Starting it off with Ray Thompson.
This week has been a very good fishing week. Fish starting down the south coast, Brusher, that in Pennington, Baisley, all the way through to the Bluff have had Brusher. So if you want to go and catch a Brusher, this is the week to go and do it. It is absolutely awesome conditions Saturday and Sunday for it. Obviously, you know that they eat crab and stuff like that. Go out there, go and catch a Brusher. Guys, there's been quite a few shad, especially on the lower south coast. Again, it'll be the Pennington, Baisley, all the way through up until about Carradine, Ilovo. There's been a lot of shad. The odd garrick coming out. Guys, the summer fish have started. There's been lots of reports of small sandies coming out. We're talking about those small ones, those 5 to 15, 20 kilo sandies coming out in the right conditions, obviously. Lots of small winter diamonds. And of course, there are still a lot of sardines around. However, the bream have been very quiet, as well as a small cob. Guys, go out there and enjoy it. This weekend's looking epic for catching a decent fish.
Thank you, Ray. Now, guys, that exactly what Ray said, the weekend is shaping up to be absolutely marvelous. We have got a couple days off this northeasterly. It is poised to have some action this weekend. There's no way we can miss. Now, let's find out from our South Coast guru, Adam, with the highlights of the week. He is super excited about this week's reports, so much so that you need to hear this intro.
Good day, Vinesh, and everybody else on East Coast Radio listening in to one of the best podcasts in the world. So I hope everyone has had an awesome week, guys, and people have definitely had an epic time catching some beautiful fish down on the South Coast. The weather has been a little bit meh, but otherwise it hasn't been actually that bad, Vinesh. The Sundays, the last few Sundays, have actually been absolute pearlers. We've had some days where the sea's been a little bit bigger, a bit of groundswell, a bit of sand, and some days where the sea's been relatively flat, almost glassy. However, during all this time, the guys that have braved any of the conditions I've just spoken about have literally got some beautiful fish, and we've had some garrick landed in the early evening as well. So Margaret Pier definitely still one of the places to be in terms of catching a nice game fish, whether it be a nice beautiful cop or a garrick or a kingfish, even a bit of shad, and particularly those big game fish on live bait. Now, there have been reports of beautiful cob around, beautiful garrick around, still kingfish around to be had as well. The bream on the bite, the chalyun or black bream are definitely here. Some nice sized blacktails. The shad have been a little bit of a hit and a miss, unfortunately. However, there are so much other fish to go and fish for, Vinesh. In terms of the non-ed action, though, it has been a little bit swak. Nothing really major. I know the guys further south Transkei side have been getting a couple of smaller greys. There's been a few raggies that side and a couple of hammerheads, but nothing really major. But definitely, it seems that Port St. John's, the guys are still getting some good grunter. The odd cob here and there, but it is definitely firing on the lower south coast. The bass fishing definitely seems to be turning up a little bit down on the coast as well. So lovely to see that happening on the freshwater side of things. And on the deep sea side of things, a friend of mine, Ruan, he's been absolutely slaying the tuna on Sea Dog, his boat. So yes, it is all coming together beautifully down in the south coast, Vinesh. The only thing we're still waiting for is definitely just that mermaid. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Oh, Adam, you're absolute legend. What a way to round off the show. Guys, you know when they say you save the best for last? This is exactly why. I mean, there I'm thinking the entire week, all right, North Coast is it. North Coast is going to be the place to be. North Coast is where the action is happening. And there comes Adam that just rocks up with this report. I mean, oh man, this weekend, I cannot wait. It is going to be so great that I am going to fish either side of Durban. I am going to fish both sides of our KZN coastline. Because with reports like this, how can you not? With this weather, how can you not? So I know where I'm going to be fishing. I would love to know where you are fishing. If you are listening to this on Spotify or Apple Pods or Google Pods, there is a comment section over there. Drop it in. Let me know where you plan on fishing. All right, guys, so with that being said, make sure to keep your hook sharp, your knots tight, and until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.